Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Verse number 9 is all going to come together this morning, I promise you. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for, what's that next word? Every man, okay? For every man. So, again, when you get this passage of Scripture, there's a lot of confusion and a lot of people wondering, what in the world is this? What are they saying here? Well, let's start verse number 4. Where it says, God also bearing them witness. I want you to, before we go any further, I want you to notice the word them. Them is very important in the context of the passage of what I'm fixing to show you this morning. You have to know who them is, or them are. Should I say them are? Yeah. Who them are. Who is them? Who's he referring to? Who's the them? When he says, also bearing them witness. Who is them? Who is he writing to? Look in the chapter. What is that name? Hebrews. He's writing to the Jewish people. It's very important now. They're saved people, Jewish people who are saved. And we already know the context. We introduced this a month or two ago, where these Jewish people were under persecution, heavy persecution. And many of them were leaving the church. They were going back into temple worship. They're sacrificing little lambs and going back and when we get to Hebrews chapter 6, we'll see that and all. And they were going back, and the Apostle Paul wrote to these Hebrew Christians and said, listen, you stay, let us go on. And so he's writing to them. Now, this does not mean it does not apply to us. Are you following? We still learn principles and all from Scripture, but I want you to have this in context because it's very important when we read the next phrase. God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders. Now notice the word both. Now I really did a lot of study this week on that because most of you know I went to the beach this week and had a great time except for the red tide. Have y'all ever experienced that? It's not fun. But anyway, and we were at the beach and I got to just be able, by the way, you can tell I didn't lay out in the sun. I didn't get sun, but I'm not even red-faced. I'm not that kind that just lays out and I don't want to meander here, but I had time to study this about signs and wonders and how many times in Scripture it puts that together. Y'all have heard that often, signs and wonders. And the Old Testament with Pharaoh and Moses and all, often it would talk about signs and wonders where all those plagues would come down. You remember? Who was that dealing with? The Hebrew people, all right? Even though it affected the Egyptians, he was rescuing the Hebrew people. The signs and wonders. When you see these things about signs and wonders, Old Testament and New Testament, it's predominantly mentioning dealing with the Jewish people. It's very important to understand that. We as Gentiles, and I'm not going to get off the thing, we're not looking for signs. We're not looking for wonders. Those things are for the Jewish people. We'll get in that in just a minute, all right? Have I lost y'all already? Okay. God does not waste words. He does not use idle words, nor does he put any unnecessary words in Scripture to fill up space. So when we see that phrase, signs and wonders, we see that they're not the same. We think of them as the same thing, but they're not. They're two different, completely different words. The word sign literally means miracles by which God authenticates the man sent by him. Let me repeat that. The word signs, where you find it in the Old Testament or New Testament, it's miracles by which God authenticates the man that was sent by him. Example, Moses. Moses come to Pharaoh. Pharaoh says, who are you? God sent me. Let my people go. I'm not going to let your people go. So because of the signs and wonders, the signs authenticated Moses' message to Pharaoh. Are you following? The wonders are the miracles that were performed by them. The signs authenticated the man's messages from God, where the wonders were actually the miracles that were performed. You see the difference? Even though it's kind of like love and marriage, hand in hand, they go together, but they're not the same. Are you lost already? It's very important to understand that. Why? Because when in Mark chapter number 16, we read the Great Commission, beginning in verse number 15. And he said unto them, Jesus is speaking to his apostles, to the church, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be damned, but he that believeth not shall be saved. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with tongues, new languages. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly things, it will not hurt them. For they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Verse number 19, it doesn't end there. So then after the Lord has spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and set on the right hand of God, where he is presently, ever interceding for us. We read that in the book of Hebrews. Now, verse number 20, it's the last verse in the Gospel of Mark. And they, the apostles, even we can even go to the church, went, preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirming the words with signs following. Amen. What does that mean? That as the apostles went out, they did not have the completed word of God. So they went to other areas, and the signs that authenticated that they were preaching the word of God were the miracles that were performed. They could speak with unknown languages. They could pick up a deadly snake, and I would highly recommend you don't do that today, okay? Those sign gifts are gone. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But I want you to see the point of the signs was to authenticate the message of God that he was giving, was given. Another important point that I want to share with you, very important, why I'm belaboring this point, in 1 Corinthians chapter number 1, verse number 22, it says this, for the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. These signs, you could tell, the Bible teaches these signs were for the Jewish people. 1 Corinthians 1:22 is so clear. For the Jews require a sign, but the Greeks, they require wisdom. Why is that so important? When you look at about all these sign gifts, and you get in 1 Corinthians 12 and 13 and all, talk about the sign gifts and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon the people, and the Gentiles were affected, but the signs were for unbelievers, predominantly for the Jewish people in the New Testament economy. Let me read Luke chapter number 11, beginning verse number 14. Luke chapter number 11. Yes. And Jesus was casting out a devil, and it was dumb, and let me read that. Is that up there? In one sentence. And he was casting out a devil, and it was dumb. We could talk about that one a while, but I want to move on. That's pretty good. And it came to pass when the devil was going out, the dumb spake, and the people wondered. And some of them said, he casted out devils through Beelzebub, the chief of the devils. And another, tempting him, sought of him a sign from heaven. Prove to us who you say you are. Well, I'll show you a sign, okay? Well, verse number 29. And when the people were gathered thick together, he began to say, this is an evil generation. They seek a sign, and there shall be no sign given, but the sign of Jonah the prophet. All right, you want a sign? Remember, they're seeking a sign. These Jewish people are looking for something. Who are you? Are you really who you say you are? Well, show us. Give us a sign. Well, he said, well, let me give you a sign of Jonah the prophet. For as Jonah was a sign unto the Ninevites, so shall also the Son of Man be to his generation. Interesting. You want a sign, and you know what it was, that as Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights, so also shall the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights. But that was a sign. I wanted you to see that.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.